You are locked into Locked On Badgers on a Monday. We are back to 5 days a week. It was a very hectic last couple weeks for Ben and I, but we are back covering Wisconsin basketball and football right here on the Locked On Badgers podcast, bringing you the insider former student perspective filled with stats, special guests, and all things Wisconsin sports. We are the team at BadgersWire.com covering Wisconsin for USA Today Sports. We are also, of course, your host right here on the Locked On Badgers podcast. Follow us on Twitter at ALOW_33, at Ben Z Kenny, and at Locked On Badgers for all the information on new episodes and our month and guests and all that good stuff. Make sure you're also following on Apple. Make sure you drop a review on Apple if you're listening there. If you're on Spotify, hit that follow button so you know whenever we post an episode. Ben, we're back with a bang. It was a tough couple weeks. I was dealing with COVID concerns on the COVID IL with my family. We're all good, though. Everyone's happy. Everyone's healthy. You were moving, and you're a little more settled in now, I'd assume, in Madison.
Yeah, moving sucks. I'm not any more settled in. I'm still dealing with it, but it's, you know, it's something that has to happen every year when you bounce around from apartment to apartment every year. But it's good to be back. And August, to me, I know we're talking about basketball today, but August is the start of football season. And even like I was walking around Madison today. There was a little breeze in the air. You felt like that crispness that is synonymous with the fall and football. So I like this is my month. This is the month to get ready for everything to come. So I'm excited to be back.
And enter Jeff Patricus, who said, "No, sir, not so fast, my friend. Not so fast." Our brother over at Gannett, great company. Our brother over at Gannett, Jeff Patricus at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, dropped an Alondo Tucker piece this morning with a ton of anonymous sources. Nobody was named as a source. Alondo did not speak in it. We don't know who the anonymous sources were, but the contents of the article were, well, unsurprising, in my opinion at least, and I think in yours too, and in most Badger fans' opinion, if you've been following this story, well, unsurprising, they were bombshell worthy, and they're going to take up our episode today. We had an Alondo Tucker episode about, what, a month ago now, when the leaked recording dropped, and now another one. I'm going to give you a quick second to react, and then I'm going to read so everyone can understand some of the context here. I'm going to read directly from that Milwaukee Journal Sentinel article, and then we'll respond to some of those quotes.
Yeah, well, and when we called for his number to be retired, I think that was like a half Alondo Tucker episode. But my initial reaction was one of not much surprise. One, it was a little bit of like, what the hell? Like, it's August 1st. I want to think about football. But it makes sense. This is a story that's been going on really for the last couple years. And then since the season ended with the audio leak, I wasn't extremely surprised by anything I read. My biggest reaction was, what the hell? I don't want to talk about basketball today.
It was not what you wanted to be dealing with today because, as you said, it's football season. How about this? I'll give you like a few sentences right now to do something football, and then we'll go into this Alondo Tucker stuff.
No, I don't need to. I don't need to. We have a whole month for it. I don't have anything specific to tease, but this month I'm going so deep into talking myself into Wisconsin winning the Big Ten. And as the month continues, you will hear me talk closer and closer off that cliff, and I'll get there. I guess that's all I have. If you tell me to start talking about football, you know I won't stop. This entire month will be dedicated to that. Today, there's a pressing issue to address.
Here we go. That was a nice stall to get me into this. Thank you. Here we go. The quote, or the title, sorry, of the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel article was this, published today, this morning. Quote, "A perfect marriage fails. Alondo Tucker could have stayed at UW for years, but his desire to take over as head coach led to his demise," by Jeff Patricus at MJS.
Well, so, I mean, wait, we have to start there.
I mean, this is like a Disney movie.
Wow, what a way to put it.
It's a Disney title. His demise, his ego. It's like literally like a king in a Disney movie or something.
It sounds like Aaron Rodgers.
It does sound a little like Aaron Rodgers. I think, and hey, I mean, listen,
just that line.
Coaching is not playing, but Alondo Tucker has a comparable rep as a player that Aaron Rodgers has in Green Bay. I know it's a different thing, but like he does have some ground to stand on, like Aaron does. You know what I mean? In that way, this is a whole different situation. He's not talking about coming back to play, but it is similar in terms of I only meant in terms of the fact that these both guys are both legends, no matter what, essentially, for a different reason. And now we're creating this drama, or they're at least part of this drama. So let's read some of the quotes from this. Okay. Here's a piece. Quote, it was a plot. This just gets better and better. A source familiar with both the program and Tucker said, according to several sources familiar with the program, you can take that as you want. We don't know who those people are yet. I think we all have our suspicions. Tucker went so far as to tell then athletic director Barry Alvarez he was prepared to replace guard and lead the team when the Badgers were struggling in late January during the 2019-20 season. So that's a whole year ago, Ben. Now, if that were true, how was he back this year?
Well, hand up, and I'm going to be completely honest with everybody. I was at that point in the 2019-20 season, even I was thinking about Tucker taking over as head coach.
Oh, no, I know. But for him to go say that while he's still part of the staff, if he said that in 2019-20, that's a whole year and a half ago. I mean, that's a different season.
Yeah.
So how did he come back in 20? Like, you understand what I'm saying?
I do. And I don't have an answer. I mean,
usually if you go to the person that is above your boss and tell them to fire your boss and replace them with you, and your boss doesn't even know about you going, but then somebody finds out, usually your boss is going to fire you.
Here's one explanation. Barry Alvarez already knew that he was, and we actually do know this. Barry Alvarez knew going back to that point when he was going to retire. Then when COVID hit, he stayed longer to make the transition easier for Chris Matt or whoever was going to take over. So I think maybe in the back of his head, he knew he had plans down the road to retire, and making this a big thing at that moment would have then complicated the transition to the next AD.
Maybe.
I'm just confused
as to how that information was known by a source, an anonymous source, which clearly means someone in the program knew it, that he went to him, right? That was in 2019-20 that he said, I'll go take over, go fire this guy, which is essentially what this sounds like. And yet guard had him on the staff the next year. Well, by all accounts of this, he probably knew that Alondo went and said that, no?
Yeah.
That's where I have a disconnect. I don't get that at all.
I
need more context. And that's why I can't take that at face value, Ben. I just can't. That doesn't make sense. I'm sorry. Yeah. It doesn't make sense to me.
I agree with you. That part I can't wrap my head around. My only question is, are you the anonymous source?
No, I'm not. Confirmed not the anonymous source. Let's keep going, because we can barely get through one quote there without already starting a debacle on this show. Here's an interesting one that I knew nothing about. And listen, when I say I knew nothing about this one, the other stuff didn't really come as a surprise to me at all. I don't think you either, Ben. We'd heard this for a while, that there were two camps. And we'd heard this in the other article too, in the recording, and kind of the article in addition to the recording that Jim Polzin wrote in the State Journal. We'd heard that there were two camps. It was sort of Alondo versus Greg, that most of the players were on Alondo's side and they were butting heads, and Alondo was kind of undermining his authority as head coach, guard's authority as head coach, is sort of how it was portrayed then. I had heard all that same stuff. Now, this stuff is brand new. I don't know who, obviously we don't know who's told this to MJS. This is an anonymous source again, multiple anonymous sources, I should say. He said this was multiple sources. So Alondo Tucker was on the search committee for the new AD, Ben. And it was Chris McIntosh eventually hired, but that's not who Alondo Tucker wanted. He wanted Northern Illinois athletic director Sean Frazier, who was hired at UW in 07 and served as Alvarez's deputy from 11 to 13 and knows Tucker well. So according to multiple sources, Alondo Tucker wanted Frazier because he felt Frazier would fire guard and then hire him as the head basketball coach.
I mean, that is juicy. I am going to say this. If that had all worked out exactly as you just explained, that would have been the power move of the century.
Crazy. That would have been crazy.
To be on the board to select the AD who gives you the job. There's so many layers to this and so many complications and so many sides that you don't even know what totally to believe and maybe even who to get behind.
All right, here's one more. That one, honestly, I could kind of believe. If all this other stuff is true, I could totally believe that's true. And that's really not good. That's not good. That's really bad. Because this is a huge job to entrust people to search for the next AD. there's just no defending that to me if that all is true. I can't really see another side to that story. That's bad. That's undermining that AD search, which is probably the most important job in Wisconsin athletics, maybe outside of head football coach, head basketball coach, maybe even more. I don't know. What do you think? That's an interesting debate. Not going to get into it now, but it's overall a very, very important job in the university, obviously. And it's a huge role to replace the Don, which is also what we're doing here. So it's a huge deal. Point is, cool. Last one before we take a quick break and react to all this. This quote, I didn't like, all right? This quote I didn't like, and I'll explain why. A team source noted Tucker would tell one player to ignore the coaching points of a fellow assistant in charge of that player's position group. Quote, "I feel sad for the seniors," a source said. "This is what I feel sad about because the players are the ones that are affected the most," end quote. The first thing just isn't good. You shouldn't, right, undermine another assistant. You should talk about it and work together in the workplace, right? Not undermine, even if you think it's wrong. It's not how you go about that. If that is true, not at all you go about it. But to say this source feels sad for the seniors, and that's what they feel sad most about, whatever. The only reason Alondo Tucker, I think, was back in 2020 to 21, and I haven't gotten to this yet, because we talked about that quote that said in 2019 to 20, he went to Alvarez and said, fire guard, which, like, how is he back the next year, right? I think there is a way he could have been back the next year and guarded note about all that. And it's that the players were on his side, a lot of them. And that I've confirmed from many people, that the reason this is an actual, like, battle and why this isn't just head coach, just go fire the assistant. Like, he's clearly not on the same page. Just go fire him, right? The reason it wasn't that simple, at least in my opinion, listen, it's hard to lay out, because some of this is fact that I've heard, and some of this is my opinion. The fact part of it is that a lot of players were on Alondo's side. Okay, Ben? My opinion is that because a lot of the players were on his side, it wasn't as simple as, oh, I can just fire him. Because that makes the seniors really upset, assuming a lot of the seniors are on his side of this thing, of a lot of these arguments. They had better relationships with him than they did with Greg Gard. That is a fact for a lot of these players. I'm going to tell you that right now. That is a fact. Okay? And that's why I think maybe he stayed around in that second year.
Well, we heard it in the recording.
Oh, yeah. And I know the recording is leaked or whatever. I'm not going off the recording when I say that. I'm going off talking to people. And that's a pretty known thing. What I'm saying is that is, I think, what gave Alondo some power here. Because otherwise, the power dynamic is pretty simple. Head coach, just go fire the guy. But when you have all the players, or a lot of the players, and I don't know specific names of whatever, I just know a majority of the players on his side on most of these things, well, it gets a little more complicated, doesn't it?
Yeah, I mean, you could look at the recording and understand that there was even, like, the players weren't completely on the side of guard in this whole setting. But as I said when we talked about the recording, and as you should with all of this, like, you need every side to this story. When we heard the recording, you can react to it and say, wow, like, guard's an idiot, guard sucks, because listen to what his players are saying. But at the same time, as I said, it's a closed door meeting in a locker room, that this happens in sports all the time. But also, you don't hear what he said back or how the rest of the conversation went. So I didn't feel comfortable completely reacting without hearing what guard had to say in that setting. Same with here, and same with all this stuff. It's like we're hearing bits and snippets from each polarized side, but I don't think we have the full complete story. Like I don't know who to get behind or who to call, like, more right in the setting, because a lot of people seem wrong, and they all seem wrong for different reasons, and we're getting snippets from each side about how, like, screwed up one part was.
Yeah, that's, no, I'm sure, tough. A lot of this is true about Alondo, and a lot of it is terrible. I just said he's wrong in many, many ways, if this is all true, right? And I think I do think it is, vetted by multiple sources, whatever. Obviously, though, those sources are also telling a very specific side, right? They're also still there, a lot of them, I'm assuming, at Wisconsin. He's not there anymore. And also, I will say that, different from the recording, where, and someone made this point on Twitter, and I was never trying to say that the recording was the same exact situation as this article, because the difference is clear. The recording was doctored and put out very specifically tailored to what that person wanted, where, yes, these quotes are very specifically tailored to what those sources wanted to say, no doubt about it. But Alonda was given the opportunity to comment in this, didn't for whatever his reasons are, and that's his choice, right? But he does have the opportunity to be involved in this and give his side, and he hasn't yet. I'm not saying he never will. He just hasn't yet. And I think that's a big missing piece in this.
I mean, the article did say that he is not with the program anymore and his house is for sale. So he could just like be out.
Yeah, he could just be done and doesn't want to deal with it anymore. Today's episode is brought to you by Built Bar. So many delicious flavors to choose from. Built Bar is the bomb with coconut, cherry, barcia, raspberry, mint brownie, double chocolate, salted caramel, all that great stuff and more. The best part about them though, Ben, is they are bang healthy. The macros. Check out the macros. So like, you know, it's like a buff guy term, macros. Like you count your macros. Yeah. Count your macros. 17 to 18 grams of protein, calories ranging from 130 to 180, 4 to 5 grams of sugar, 4 to 5 grams of net carbs. Order today. Get all those flavors in a mixed box. Get two of each of the flavors I mentioned. Order today. Built Bar is the official protein bar, by the way, of the U.S. track and field team, Ben. Built.com. Promo code is locked on. Built.com. Promo code locked on for 15% off at built.com.
It is also the unofficial official protein bar of getting me to 2:30 p.m. where I can finally eat a meal. Bang. Because my schedule just doesn't work like that.
So that's a long advertisement. The unofficial bar of getting you to 2:30 p.m. so you can have a bit of that. All right. Moving on.
I have two positives out of this.
Go.
Number one.
Is Demetri Trice in the Bucks a positive out of this? Or
come on, man. Like that's where I was going to go. It's not a positive out of this. It's not a positive out of this, but I wanted to end on a positive note, and you just totally stole the thunder.
Let's do it.
Oh, well, yeah. I have another positive that actually relates to the team. It is kind of good now with everything that's happened in the last, honestly, 3 years within the program that Brad Davison is the only senior from that class still around. Like, I think it is good to have a complete regeneration, new faces within the program, because you can't have any of this stuff trickle over into the next year. So now Davison, great leader, like he'll be there to help bring the young guys along. But aside from that, like this is a new program, which I think, or a new team. It's obviously not a new program because you still have guard.
Perfect year for that.
Yeah, but it's a new team. And I think that's going to be really positive when dealing with all this BS.
It's the perfect year for a new team. Yes. I think we both agree on that for sure. And it's a very interesting year, not in terms of wins and losses, because I don't think you're going to find out a lot about Greg Gard as a basketball coach based on wins and losses this year at all. I think that this is a whole new group, a young group, a group of transfers, guys that haven't played together, guys that don't know each other, guys that don't know Wisconsin and the Big Ten that well. So you're not going to be like, listen, if this team finishes 11th, 12th in the Big Ten, that is not an indictment on Greg Gard not being able to coach basketball.
There's some people pretty high. There's some people talking themselves into this team.
They're wrong.
I think they're kind of stupid.
They're not wrong because this team doesn't have talent. Inexperienced teams without insane level talent in college basketball, like it just doesn't really happen very often where those teams win a ton of games. You can get better, and we'll see this team, I think, be a lot better in February than they are in November. But
stupid was the wrong word to use. I would say inaccurate.
Yeah, I think if you're thinking about anything higher than 7th or 8th in the Big Ten as a ceiling, you're wrong. But we'll see. We'll see. I'd love to be wrong about that. I'm reverse jinxing us in every single preseason power ranking. I'm going to put us a little lower than I think we should be. I'll put us like 10th, 11th instead of like 8th or 9th, just to give a little reverse jinx in there. Demetri Trice, though, you mentioned
Demetri Trice
on the Milwaukee Bucks. I stole the thunder, I guess, a little bit on it. On the Milwaukee Bucks Summer League roster. Can't wait to go see him at my great Las Vegas trip to watch basketball from guys that are college legends, EuroLeague stars, whatever, coming back to play some basketball at the beautiful, beautiful Las Vegas Summer League. You have Micah Potter, Ben, on the Miami Heat Summer League roster. Vito Brown is playing.
Vito Brown.
After a very good, very good year over in Europe, he will be playing for the Phoenix Suns NBA Summer League squad. Had a great year playing in France. Let's see if I pronounce this right. Played for Le Mans.
No, you have to throw up a little Le more. Mans? It's like Lemieux.
Lemieux.
You just have to throw up at the end of the word.
Lemieux. All right. He's playing for Lemieux in France and will play for the Phoenix Suns. at the NBA Summer League. Really excited to watch all three of those Badgers in action. Of course, quick drop. Also excited to watch my Pepperdine Waves. It's enough of
it
that.
It might be the best week of your life.
It actually could be. I really can't think of anything I'd rather do with the week of my life than watch great college guys that I used to watch. Badgers, Waves, you know, all the draft picks, all the next gen guys, the Euro guys, the international prospects, all play basketball together in Las Vegas with a bunch of NBA execs watching. I can't think of anything better. It's like eight games a day. Oh, it's going to be absolutely beautiful. Absolutely beautiful. And you know what, Ben? I can bet on it if I want to.
Speaking of Las Vegas, this episode is also brought to you by betonline.ag. Now, I'm not going to talk about betting on the Summer League because I don't know anything about it. But
neither do I. I'll still be doing it.
Yeah, that's fair. Your Milwaukee Brewers are an absolute wagon. Find their series prices once they reach the playoff, game lines, over-unders, all that stuff on BetOnline. The Wisconsin football team, over-under 9.5, I believe, wins for this coming year, which I think is a great number. I like the over. Find that at BetOnline. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today. Receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, your online sportsbook experts. Use promo code LOCKEDON when you go to the website for 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit.
Wrap it up Monday show. We had a packed show. Of course, the Alondo Tucker news was at the top of everybody's mind. And tomorrow, Ben, we will get back to the gridiron because it is August. It is football. Let's tease what's coming up this week.
All right. There's a lot. So we haven't talked to all of you since Big Ten Media Day. I have some stuff from that I want to touch on, specifically Wisconsin related. And overall, PJ Fleck, the word I would use to describe him, I probably can't say on this podcast. He was wearing loafers with no socks. But we'll get deeper into his appearance and Brett Bielema and all that. We're going to start getting into, you know, the real preview work for this season. The opponents, what they're going to go up against, how the team is looking in training camp, all the reports from that. And we're going to go into the team's top player on both sides of the ball, breakout guys, people, rising stars, people you might not know yet. We've talked about it a good amount this offseason, but now, like, it's real. You could feel the fall in the air. And, man, I can't wait. Because this team's going to be damn good.
We're a little over a month, just about a day over damn a month good. Away from Wisconsin playing Penn State at a full Camp Randall.
Yeah.
Can you believe that?
Against the Big Ten's number six best quarterback, Sean Clifford. BadgersWire.com with quarterback rankings for every team in the Big
Ten. You had him at like three.
I talked myself into stuff. I talked myself out. I like Sean Clifford. But we'll get into the Penn State team as a whole later in the week.
Sean Clifford, actually, probably the best quarterback Wisconsin's facing in the non-conference, I would say.
He's in the conference, you idiot.
As always, my bad.
Yeah,
bad.
Don't try to get some slander without doing it accurately.
I forgot week one being a conference game. Week one being a conference game is so weird.
Get out of here.
Yeah, that was all that. I deserve the flag for that. I was trying to get jacked up. Dude, week one non-conference is just weird, man. That's weird.
Yeah, I know. I love it, though.
I love it, too. Especially loving 11 a.m. kickoffs. Oh, boy.
Yeah, but we're different men now.
Eastern Michigan, 6 p.m.
Yeah, I'm not waking up at 6 a.m. anymore for these games. So I'm a new person.
I'm waking up at 5 a.m. tomorrow for Australia basketball, the Olympics. As always, on Wisconsin.